WCHL News Time is 3:32. Bruce Rosenblum here with you on this glorious, glorious Monday afternoon. Aaron Keck is out today, and I have got Mr. Tom Stevens, Hillsborough Mayor, on the phone with me today. Tom, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. What a beautiful day here in North Carolina, Bruce.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes, it's
good day to be in Hillsborough, as always.
Oh, it's always a good day to be in Hillsborough. It's a beautiful, beautiful little town up there. And I'm calling today to talk a little bit about what's going on up there. There's been a construction project that's been in the works for, well, since April. And it seems that you've made some great strides on what's going on up there. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. And this is the Churton Street Access Improvement Project. And it really is a makeover of the downtown. The really core reason for doing this, it will help beautify the downtown, but it really is to provide pedestrian safety, and providing safety for pedestrians is going to help some of the vehicular traffic flow as well. We'll get some of our water, essentially stormwater infrastructure improved as well. So what it consists of is creating ADA compliant essentially intersections and crosswalks. We'll be widening the sidewalk for just that very center part on the west side, the 100 block of Churton Street. And then there's a couple bus pullouts that we're doing, as well as some of the infrastructure. You know, we've been planning this for, what, 5 or 6 years now. I thought it would have been done years ago, and it's just always surprising to, you know, how long sometimes it takes to get things done. But we're very, very excited. Although, as we're slogging through it, you know, sometimes it can be a little frustrating, but it's going according to plan now. And what I guess is surprising to me is we were really worried about a lot of traffic blocking, and we're not getting very much of that. So I'm happy to say. So there's still pretty easy to find a way to park, to get up to downtown. The noise can be a little bit bothersome during the day. The shops and restaurants are indeed open, and so it's a little bit of a hassle sometimes coming downtown, but we really encourage people to come still have a good time in Hillsborough. It's a great time to visit.
Well, that's great to hear the project is not slowing things down too much up there, because I know it's very, very comprehensive. We started writing about this all the way back in April, and it seems it's going to be continuing until December. Is that correct?
Yes. And we certainly want to, you know, finish up by the time of the Christmas season. You know, a lot of the main construction will take place this summer, particularly getting the sidewalks in. After we do all the sidewalks and curb and stormwater drains at a certain point, then the DOT is going to come in and resurface the whole road. Of course, we want to get all the sidewalks and all that stuff done before the resurfacing, because, you know, you don't want to tear up a nice new road. After DOT does the resurfacing, we will go back at the intersections and stamp this sort of nice brick style crosswalks in the main intersections from Tryon Street, Churton Street, Margaret Lane, and Dash and Pollock Street. So it'll be very attractive. So it'll come in phases. A lot of the big heavy work that was being done this summer.
Okay, wonderful. So you got all this stuff planned, and it's great that folks with disabilities are going to be having more access to the downtown area, because it was nice before, but I think it's going to be very, very nice after all this is done.
Sure. And so, you know, we got coming up this on Friday, you know, one of our last Friday's concerts and art walks. And what we found when we have these, you know, larger crowds, it can get pretty narrow on those sidewalks. You know, we love the outdoor dining, but chairs tend to sort of creep out. It's particularly hard if somebody's in a wheelchair or trying to navigate around. And of course, we're a very dog friendly community, so people are often bringing their dogs. Well, you get a big thing like last Friday's, and it gets very, very, crowded there. And it makes it harder when people are just crossing the street. So widening the sidewalks will create a lot more pedestrian access. The restaurants will have a little bit more room, be a little bit more comfortable, and the siding for the vehicles going up and down the streets will be able to see pedestrians, and of course it'll be much more attractive. We will end up having more benches, more trees. We already have sort of new trash receptacles. It's amazing how exciting you can get about a trash receptacle. You know, it all looks good. Yeah, it's going to be nice, and we have to suffer through a little construction and for renovation, but it is definitely going to be worth it. And, you know, the last Fridays will continue on, you know, with this Friday, we're going to have Liquid Pleasure. It's going to be the outdoor concert. There's usually music going on in several venues. After the last Friday concerts, you know, places like at West Hillsboro, at Nash Street, and Mystery Brewing, and Hot Tin Roof, you usually have lots of good music. I know Shebop is playing, and the Wiley Fosters. There's usually, during the last Friday and the early evening, very family-friendly event, there's music up at the Presbyterian Church and down at Weaver Street Market, and sometimes just buskers in the corner. So it is just absolutely festive. Would not miss coming down to last Friday. And easy to come to. If you haven't been before, I would recommend just coming into town, parking in the parking deck, and just walking your way through town. It will be a lot of fun. You know, plan on either eating at one of the food trucks or going ahead. All the restaurants will be open, and there'll be a lot of things to do. So last Friday is kind of a nice thing that you can count on in Hillsboro. It's one of our signature events. It's not to be missed.
So can you give us the dates one more time for that event? Because it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so this week is June 30th will be the last Friday event. It also includes the art walk, and so we have a number of galleries downtown. They usually have all their new shows. Generally, the music starts about 6:30 on the courthouse lawn. The galleries will be open. They're all open till 9. Places like the Hillsboro Museum and usually the Visitor Center will stay open late. The other restaurants and things usually have specials going on, and it's just a nice time to be in Hillsboro. We do close off the street in front of the courthouse and have a number of outdoor vendors and craft folks and some food trucks set up. So good time is had by all. You see families bring out with a lot of young kids. It's nice to see teenagers out there. It's nice to see older couples, kind of, you know, all ages. You know, just very welcome. It's just a great event. You can count on the last Friday concert, the last Friday of the month, April through September. You can count on the last Friday art walk throughout the year, except at Christmas.
Okay. Well, those events definitely sound wonderful. We will have those events on our website, chapelboro.com, that you can see. And definitely get out there and see them, because they sound so wonderful. You know, Hillsboro, it's a great place. It's a very hip town, and it's going to be even better with all these construction projects coming to completion later on in the year. So, Mayor Stevens, before I let you go, let's talk about the town council, well, the meeting coming up for your officials. That's coming up next week.
Oh, actually, it's coming up tonight.
Tonight.
So 7 o'clock.
That's right.
Tonight, 7 o'clock at the town barn. You know, this is going to be a pretty tame meeting. The public is always invited. You can always find out about what's happening at our meetings at the town website at hillsboronc.gov. You can find out a lot about the Church and Street and Access Improvement Project. So you can sign up and get news releases. You can get meeting notices. Tonight, generally, we're just closing up a lot of the fiscal year business, doing some budget amendments. I think we're continuing on various contracts for the reservoir expansion. May have, you know, a couple other some things that might be added to the agenda. I know there's a group that wants to larger groups sometimes have to make an application if they want to have a private use of the park. So I think we have one group that's going to make a last minute appearance about that. But not a whole lot of exciting things. But of course a lot of people just want to come out and see what it is we're doing. We're always welcome to have folks here. It's at the town barn, in the downtown, at the town hall. The best thing to do, though, is check out the hillsboronc.gov website, and if you look on the calendar, you can get literally download not only the agenda for the evening, but all the information that we as town board see and review. And so the town website's a great place to try to keep up with what's going on in Hillsboro, including the sort of not so exciting things sometimes, but the very, very important and necessary things of your local government.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Very important stuff. Well, Mayor, thank you very much for talking to me today. We will sure to be getting those dates out there, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Bruce, you have a great week.
You too, Tom. Take care. WCHL News Time is 3:41. Got a weather report coming up for you here in a second, but first, a word from our sponsors.